A massive manhunt is underway for a key suspect in the Brussels bombings as more details emerge about two of the suicide bombers. Belgium's chief prosecutor has named brothers as two of the men responsible for the attacks that killed 31 people and injured 270 others. Ibrahim El-Bakroui was part of the blast at the Zaventem airport that killed 11 people. His brother Khalid struck at the Malbik metro where 20 people died. The prosecutor said Ibrahim left behind a will where he described himself as always on the run, not knowing what to do anymore and being hunted everywhere and not being safe. Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Islamic extremism appears to have reached crisis point in Europe. Mr Turnbull has delivered a foreign policy address in Sydney overnight, saying the Islamic State group is using the Syrian refugee crisis to get terrorists into Europe. Just a short time ago, the Belgian ambassador to Australia, Jean-Luc Bousson, told us it would be dangerous to conflate the issues of migration and terrorism. A search will resume this morning for a man in his 20s who was dragged out to sea last night at Wollongong North Beach. Witnesses on the beach reported seeing the man in distress about 50 metres offshore before he disappeared. Surf lifesavers say they put dye in the water as part of efforts to try and find the swimmer.
We put a dye pack in the water to follow the current to see if we could find anything there. And with the light on the chopper and the jet ski, we followed that, but we haven't come up with anything successful yet.